There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Ticket Talk Back. Call 04-423-1010, text 4001, or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
This afternoon, we want to hear what you think about this latest British Airways decision when it comes to boarding the plane. Pay the least, board last.
I think it's outrageous. I really do. You know, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's really...
Oh, you took his glasses off.
It's discriminatory. Yeah, when I take my glasses off, I'm going to get into one.
Means business.
You know, I mean, so everybody can look at you at the back of the queue and think, oh, he's a cheapskate. He couldn't afford to pay for, a decent ticket. But, I mean, is this just economy class that
well, no, because... Well, I don't know, actually. No, I think it'll be everybody.
Every class.
Yeah. I reckon. But they'll be doing it in economy because, I mean, at the minute, you sit in your little departure lounge, don't you? You've got the first class people get on first and the business class people get on and then everyone else in economy gets on. Normally by grouping seat numbers together.
Zones.
So the people at the back of the plane. But now they're going to group it a little bit differently. It was in the Evening Standard, this article, which is a British newspaper. And the agenda actually mentioned it yesterday. But I want to have a good old discussion about it today.
Yeah, now the announcement read, group boarding simplifies the process, making it easier for customers to understand the boarding sequence at the gate. The new policy sparked outrage on Twitter. One user who goes by the name of Banjo Bob wrote, "Nothing quite like a British class system to let you know your place."
And someone else wrote, "British Airways passengers to board in order of their ticket price. This would put Britain's flagship carrier on par with Ryanair."
Now, the ticket reached out to British Airways and they gave us this statement. "We're always looking at ways to improve and simplify the airport experience for our customers. Earlier this year, we were the first UK airline to introduce automated biometric technology with the launch of self-service boarding gates, and we also installed self-service bag drop points at Heathrow and Gatwick, giving our customers an even quicker check-in experience. Next month, we're introducing new boarding procedures to speed up the process and make it simpler for customers to understand. This method is an evolution of our long-established boarding process and has been used by airlines around the world for a number of years, including our partners."
Who they then go on to name. So the question that we're asking you today is, how would you feel about being the last person on the plane and everyone on board knowing that you paid the cheapest price for your ticket? Because personally, I would feel like a winner. I'm always last on the plane because I hate that feeling of being cooped up for hours and hours. So I never want to get on. I will like fight to be the last person who steps onto the plane. You've got more room to put your bag in because everyone's already sitting down.
No, you haven't got more room because everyone's taken the baggage space. That is the reason I like to get on early doors.
I've never thought about it. I never have a problem with that.
Oh, I've had loads of times. And many a time as well. I've got on, got to my seat. And, you know, there's other people around. And it's full. It's full over the top. And they take your bag and they put it down somewhere where you can hardly see it. And, you know, if you want to go get something out your bag... It's a bit of a drag. It's a long walk, and sometimes I can't even find it.
But where's the pride in paying more for a ticket, man?
Well,
more than the guy you sit next to.
How much more?
Well, that's the thing. You'd never know unless you got chatting about it, which I assume you would get chatting about it now that you know.
So, I mean, how are they going to do this when they're checking in? They're saying it's going to speed it up. I think it's going to make it longer because they're going to have to check up how much everybody's paid for the ticket.
They're going to put a little, I think it'll be A, B, C, D, something like that. They'll put something on your ticket when you get it so you'll know which group you're in. And then they'll say the groups to come and board.
Right.
So you'll have a group on your ticket. I reckon that's how
it's going to work. So the more affluent group can go on now.
Well, it's not the more affluent group necessarily, is it? It's just the more savvy traveller, if you ask me. I will pay the least amount of money for my ticket and be proud of it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, every single time. I don't want to pay more. But we did put this question. Is it not the aim of everyone in 2017 to get the cheapest ticket? We put it to the good folks in the ARN office this morning.
Yeah, 100%. If you want to travel a lot, you want to pay cheaper for it and you want to be able to do it more. So, yeah, you want to be able to go as often as you can.
I think the best value ticket, at least, anyway, as long as it's nice and comfortable. I wouldn't want the cheapest if it meant an uncomfortable ride or a seat next to the toilet, for example, something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm trying to think of circumstances or factors that would make me not go for a cheaper ticket, but I can't think of them.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the fun bits, stressful, but it's, you know, when you get a deal, when you get a cheap deal, you know you can spend on other things, and that's the best part of traveling.
I always shop around, look at different comparison websites, go directly to the website of each airline because you never know, the deals tend to differ. So yes, I do definitely shop around.
Well, that's what the guys in the ARN office think this morning about paying more for your ticket or paying less for your ticket. What do you think about this new policy set to kick in on the 12th of December with British Airways? Pay less for your ticket, board the plane last.
Yeah, I can just see that last group of passengers to get on all high-fiving each
Woo-hoo!
Other and everyone else already on the plane scowling at them on the way past. Incandescent with madness, knowing that they paid more for the ticket just to sit down quicker.
Ticket Talk Back. Call 04 423 1010. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai Eye Messenger app.
Now, as of the 12th of December, if you catch a British Airways flight, you will be asked to board the plane in order of how much you've paid for your ticket. The people who bought the cheaper tickets, they could find that they'll be going on last.
Yeah, would there be any pride for you in being the first person to board? A few text messages coming in. This is an anonymous one. It's grossly offensive and symptomatic of a capitalist, try-hard, yuppie culture. We should be enjoying the why and not the how.
Right. Mike Harrison texts in, I would prefer to get on the seat last. Usually tends to wait until the queue dies down before entering the plane.
That's me.
Yeah, the only issue is overhead storage availability. That's me. Otherwise, all worth the discounted prices.
See, I don't get the overhead storage thing. I've never really had a problem with that. I mean, how big is your bag that you're taking? It shouldn't be big.
It's not big, but, you know, if everybody else has boarded the plane, maybe they've got big bags.
Well, they're cutting down on that as well, aren't they?
You know,
so I doubt
or
it.
Or maybe there's just a lot of bags up there, and you know, mine is last, so there's no place for it near where I'm sat.
If you want to get in touch with the show, it's very easy to do so today. The best way to do it is to call us, actually, 04 423 1010. We've got Melanie next door picking up the calls, and we're going to go to the lines where Fraz is waiting. Hi, Fraz.
Hi, Steph, how are you?
Hi, very good, thank you. I believe you just got married, is that right?
That's right, I just got married.
Congratulations.
Yay! We like a celebration
thank
in the
you.
Afternoon
thank you.
Where did you get married?
I got married half in Dubai and half in Pakistan.
Fantastic.
Wow, so the bride was in Dubai and the groom was in Pakistan.
Skype wedding.
Yeah, right. So tell us where you stand on this, you know, pay less and you board last. What do you think?
I think I would board last. In fact, I would wait there with a lot of enthusiasm, and I would, and if I'm the last person, I'll be jumping around, congratulating myself in front of everybody and gloating on the plane.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Wouldn't it be amazing? I would be so mad if I was sat there watching people walk past, knowing that they'd paid less than me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the same cabin. You're going to the same place, same food, same washroom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would rather pay the least and be a winner if I'm the last person. I would feel punished if I went earlier.
So do you think this is an ego thing? Because the people who are complaining about it are saying, we don't want people to know that we're cheapskates.
Oh, that's because people are scared that they'll feel like losers when they find out they paid more for something which could be bought for less.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, well, Fraz.
I mean, but are you going to be eyeing up the other passengers and thinking, oh, you know, they've obviously got more money than I have? Would that bother you?
No, I think it doesn't show that you have more money, just so that you spend more for something that could have been bought for less. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
The product is exactly the same. It's like buying something on sale.
It shows you've got less good research skills, I think.
Exactly.
<All right.
laughs> Thank you, Fraz. And once again, congratulations on getting married.
Yeah, congrats. Thanks.
We're going to stick with the lines because we've got Meredith on line 3. Hi, Meredith. Welcome to The Ticket.
Hello. Lovely to speak to you.
Yeah, lovely to have you on the show. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, getting on first on the plane is fantastic, and the only way you can really do that except by paying for business class or first class is if you have children. And so that is the only one advantage of bringing children on a plane. But apart from that, to be honest, I think great. I mean, if you can get a cheaper ticket, my big concern is I fear that they would be the people that would be bumped first if that flight is overbooked.
Okay.
So I think that's probably as a little bit of a handicap. If you paid less for your ticket, then they might say, oh, sorry, the flight's actually full, we've overbooked it, therefore you need to get on the next flight or whatever it may be.
I don't know about that.
So, Meredith, if you were at the back of the queue, would you feel, you know, any stigma, an inferiority complex, perhaps?
No, I think great. I've got more money to spend at the other end.
Right.
And also, you said getting on first with the kids, isn't that harder because then they're on the plane for longer?
No. Not with iPads these days. They can't wait to get on the plane. That's when they're allowed to have their iPad time.
Have you ever had that issue like me, though, where your your hand baggage has to be stowed a long way away from you on the plane?
Oh, yeah. But like I say, it's a huge advantage being first on the plane because therefore you get the pick of the storage space.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so it's ideal.
Can't find anyone upset about this. Meredith, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Have a great show.
If anyone is upset about this and feels a bit offended, get in touch 4001 or give us a call 04-423-1010. Would there be any pride for you in being the first person to board in economy with British Airways once the more that you pay for your ticket, the earlier your board policy kicks in next month? I would be gutted. We asked our colleagues here at ARN what they would feel.
Not at all. I'm not worried, how people perceive me. And even otherwise, I tend to be among the last boarders just to cut the queue because, you have a seat reserved for you. As long as I have my seat there, as long as I'm getting a good deal, I'm not bothered.
Honestly, no. I'm not worried about how people perceive how much I paid or not. As long as I've got a good deal and I've saved a bit and I can use it for other important things, I'm fine.
I actually don't even like boarding first. Because you're already stuck on the plane for so long, I'd rather be on last. I mean, there is the issue of, overhead space, which I don't typically take very large carry-on baggage, so that's not an issue for me. But I think that's such a strange policy. I mean, it seems so unnecessary. I don't know that it would really motivate that many people.
Not at all, and I can't get my head around it. You've already got your seat, so why do you need to board first? I'm one of the ones who I'll try and board last if I can do, just because it gives me a bit more time to walk around and to be stood up before a long flight. You know, I don't get this whole thing about boarding first. I think it used to be the case back when you didn't necessarily get a specific seat allocated to you. I think some airlines used to do that in the past where you buy, for example, just an economy ticket and you try and get on first just so you can get a decent seat, like a window seat or an aisle seat or whatever. But it baffles me now. It absolutely baffles me, especially, if you're getting on a flight which is going to be at least, 5 hours or more. The last thing I want to do is have even more time on that plane.
Honestly, I really don't mind. I remember being a kid and my dad would always make me the last person on the flight. We'd always be late. And I used to be like, come on, we need to be first. And I've boarded a plane the other day and I was more than happy to be last, to be honest. So it really makes no difference to get on first, last. You're going to get on the plane, so you may as well just take it when you can.
Yeah, it's kind of banking on people caring about what other people think about them. And I think in this day and age, people don't care anymore, do they?
They're not that bothered, are they? No. Now, the airline said that passengers will be given a number on their boarding card, which indicates what they should listen out for, rather than the complicated lists of various status on partner airlines and seat rows. And this new policy is going to be implemented on the 12th of December.
Shazine texted us on 4001 and said the policy is offensive. No shame in waiting and being last and having the crew take care of storing your luggage if there is no available space. That's the other thing. It's not your responsibility to find a space for it. They've got to find a space. Yes, it might be a little bit further away from you, but as long as it's further in the direction getting off the plane and not going back once everyone's stood up, because that's impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit.
We're going to go to the lines. Vicky's waiting there. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Are you one of the people who is outraged about this and thinks it's terrible, or would you like to get on last with me?
No, I'm all game for getting on last. I think what a win.
Yeah.
If I can go on and I've paid the least for my ticket, I'm getting a seat on the plane, I'm going to the same place as everybody else, but I've paid the least. What a win.
Tell me, Vicky, if you sat down next to someone who looked like they'd been settled in for ages, would you ask them how much they paid?
Perhaps after I'd settled in myself, I might.
I would, definitely.
So Ahmed just texted in and said, can I just pay 25% of the price and get on the next plane?
That's brilliant. So I don't think people are going to really mind about this, are they?
I don't think so at all. And I don't think that if you, like you were talking earlier about not having space in your overhead locker.
Mm.
Yeah.
I come in and I'm quite pedantic. I like to have my space, but I also respect the rules. I only have one piece of travel luggage with me, so I expect a space above my seat. And if it's full, I either move luggage myself or I get the crew to do it for me, because I have two children with me and I want space straight where I am, and they always accommodate me. So
you would move somebody else's luggage to put yours in?
Yes, if it's in my space above my seat.
Get moving right. It over. Vicky, thank you so much for your call this afternoon.
Sure, no problem.
We're going to stay with the lines, get one more call on. It's Devon. Hi, Devon.
Yeah, Miss Steph. Listen to Miss Steph. It's 2017. It is a major problem.
Go on.
Everybody know would make it look, oh, it's no problem. But you can imagine in your three-piece suit going on the flight, everybody stepping past you, going inside. Oh, he's the little one with the little no money.
But would they think you've got no money, or would they just think you were a savvy traveler?
No, Miss Steph. They would say that one, he goes on the last. He has no money.
I wouldn't say that.
When you go in with your two bag now, all the overhangs are full. So see, you struggle up with your three bag in your lap.
But isn't it worth it to save some money? The bit of the struggle to save a bit of cash.
Well, in the longer thought, it is not a bad thing. But listen to me, it's 2017 and status quo. People are saying one thing, but you see everybody stand there, no one, you are last.
Really?
Group Z, Group A, Group B, Group Z, Group Z.
So, do you think we're living in a vein of time, are we?
I tell you, it is a time when everybody would say behind the door, oh, it's okay. But you see, when the cameraman gets ready,
yeah, you're gonna be looking out. Whoa, who's last in the queue?
Why am I not going in as yet? Listen, Miss Steph, it is not good. It is clearly, I think, would have to be cultured in a way that does not highlight that kind of factor. I don't know where their stats came from that every other airline is doing this. No, I think British Airways need to go back to the drawing board and that's what.
Devon, thanks for your call this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, call anytime.
Yeah, we love you.
Great perspective there from Devon, but I don't agree. I don't think people are as egotistical in 2017. Devon disagrees with me and that's his right to do so.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.